The scripture reading for tonight is taken from 1 John 1, 5 through 10. 1 John 1, 5 through 10. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Good morning, everyone. You can see that the lesson tonight is about light, and I've tried to produce a slide that looks bright. Does that look like a light shining back there? I never know how it's going to look until I actually put it on here. But the word light, and it's in its various forms, is found over 300 times in the scripture, and that's always important. And even in the first five verses of the Bible, you can find it five times. Not in the first verse, I don't think it's in the second, but in those first five verses, it's there five times. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the waters, surface of the waters. So darkness is mentioned, which is the opposite of light. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning one day. So five times in the first five verses of the Bible, the word light. And around 300 times throughout the book itself, the many books put together called the Bible. In 1 John 1, 5 through 10, this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light. In him there is no darkness, just as was read in our scripture reading. So if we want to walk with God, we have to walk where God is, and that means walking in the light. The light then is used not only as something visible that enlightens our world physically, but yet something spiritual as a manner of walking, a way of living, a way of thinking, a way of doing. Jesus shined the perfect light of God. Not that Jesus was a reflection, like the moon is a reflection of the sun, but Jesus himself had the light within him, just as we ought to have the light within us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Interesting description, isn't it? Life, light, life, light. Eternal life, real life, is the life that's found in the light. Jesus is the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. Buddha was born about 450 BC, the man who became known as Buddha. In China, I visited a place in a city called Luoyang. Just outside the city, there's a beautiful river and many mountains and hills, and there's a place called Longmen Shiku. Longmen Shiku translates as dragon, door, stone, cave, otherwise known as the grottos. And in those grottos, over a period of several hundred years, men carved niches back into the rock, and they carved images of Buddha and the others that they believed in as spiritual beings that represented their way of thinking. Buddha was not a bad man, but he was born before the light was revealed. He had no way of finding the light of Jesus, so he was seeking enlightenment for himself. And yet he was born several hundred years too early. There was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man. That happened in the first century B.C. First century A.D. He was in the world and the world was made through him and the world did not know him. He came to his own and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. God the great creator, God the great light, God who made the world and put light on it, God that made the world and sent his Son as light into it, made a way for us to become born of him, rather than just simply born of the flesh. In Colossians 1, 9 through 20, we can see that when we obey Christ, he pulls us into the light where he is. He gets us out of the darkness, moves us where he wants us to be, moves us where he made us, designed us to be, where we should be, where we should have never left. And he brings us back there when he forgives our sins. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. People that are sanctified, saints, made clean by the forgiveness that God gives, moved from darkness into light. And he says he rescued us for, as in because. He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. Jesus runs before us as the example in every detail of what he wants us to do. Most generals lead from behind, but not Jesus. Jesus leads from the front. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Peace. God pulled us from darkness into the light. That's evident not only in the writings of Paul, but also in the writings of Peter, where Peter says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Don't miss those very important two little words. Do you see those? S-O-T-H-A-T. So that. So that. Why did he do it? So that you and me, all of us, may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called us out of darkness into his light. We need to let everybody know. not only by our words, but by our deeds, our actions, our attitudes, everything about us needs to show the light of Jesus Christ. For you were once not a people, for you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. In other words, there's the reason again. He made us a chosen people. He pulled us out of darkness to do that. He put us in the light that we may shine his light, and he gave us mercy. So we'd ought to do our best to let others see him in us, to let them know about the mercy. You know, many times in Paul's writings, you could see where he would speak of himself one time, for example, as the chief or the foremost of all sinners. He admitted it. He wanted people to know the mercy that he had received from God. Mercy, meaning not receiving a punishment that you deserve. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts, which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. All of the people around us are observing us, whether we like it or not. Friday night, John was up late. He was crying. I had put him on the swing to get him to calm down. The reason he was crying is because he was playing a game, but he wasn't quite big enough to play it. Don and Craig were doing a good job of it. You have to throw a little, these two balls on a string. You throw them over this horizontal piece called a ladder. And John just couldn't figure out how to release the ball. He'd swing it up there, but he didn't know when to release it. And he'd just hang on to it, and he'd get so frustrated. And he was tired, and he needed to go to bed. And so he started crying when I said, okay, look, it's dark. We need to put everything away. Didn't even have the porch light on yet. When I suddenly hear somebody going ape in the yard behind me, and I thought, well, that sounds like a teenager who lost her cell phone or somebody took her cell phone away. She's just going ape, you know. And next thing I know, it's like I hear them trying to speak over the fence to see if anybody's on my side. And I said, yeah, we're over here. And so they're saying, oh, there's a child locked in the shed. And I said, there's no child locked in the shed. That's my son. He was crying because he's 2 years old and he had to quit playing, you know. And within 2 minutes after she was telling me this, I see a guy walking around with a flashlight, and he's shining his flashlight around all over the place. And he's shining it right on me. And I thought he was my neighbor. And I said, I got out my flashlight. I said, I have a flashlight too. We don't need to shine a flashlight on each other. We can talk this out. You know, let's talk about this. And then the guy takes his flashlight, shines it on his hat. And the hat says, Sheriff. And I go, oh, okay. And I put my flashlight away. And it got better from there. So anyway, no big problem. No children were locked in the shed. But, you know, if your child's crying in your yard, who knows who's listening, you know? People always observe what we're doing, so we need to handle ourselves right. The world is full of evildoers. There are people that would do something bad to a child, aren't there? So, you know, I don't think we need to panic when we hear a two-year-old cry. But anyway, I still don't know the rest of that story, but I'm glad that John and I didn't end up in jail somewhere. Anyway, and then in Ephesians 5, 6 and following, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Again, the idea that we want to know God's ways, we want to know the ways of light, and try to show that to others, as well as be living in it ourselves. It's not just for show, it's a way of living. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Don't hide cities of light." I spoke this morning about approaching the Newark airport from the sky at night and how I could see from horizon to horizon from the airplane window because we banked. So I got to see both all directions because we banked coming in. So I see this whole circle of visibility from horizon to horizon. There was no dark spot. And I'm thinking, wow, there's a lot of people living in this area. And, you know, like I said this morning, I'm thinking I would never want to live there. Of course, when I went to China, I lived among many, many times more people than that. 190 million lived in the area that I was in there. But you could never see them all at once. You could only see the ones that were right around you. So it was not a big problem after all. But Jesus again spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." Following Jesus is not walking in the darkness. Walking in the darkness is not following Jesus. Those who reject and pile stones on top of the light still cannot extinguish it. What I'm referring to here is when Stephen was preaching, and they didn't like what he was preaching because he was pointing the finger back at them, saying, "Look, you know, you're guilty. Your fathers rejected the prophets. You've killed the Christ." And they began throwing stones at Stephen. But look, his light is still shining today, amen? Has his light ever stopped shining? No way. Look at the last few lines here. "But they cried out with a loud voice and covered their ears and rushed at him with one impulse. When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him. And the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul." Oh, let's get these coats off. I want to throw my stone harder, you know. Piling the stones on him. "And the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul. They went on stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord and said, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' Having said this, he fell asleep." Fell asleep under a pile of stones. Fell asleep under a pile of stones. And yet, the light is still shining, even to this day. Shine that perfect light, and to God be all glory. Matthew 5:14 and following, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Jesus says in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." So in conclusion, remember light, a big theme in the Bible, just like in our songs tonight. God is light. Jesus is light. God gave light. Jesus gave light. God pulled us from darkness to light. If we're in Christ, he pulled us from darkness to light. God made us lights. We give light. God requires that we walk in light. God's light cannot be extinguished. Cannot be extinguished. God's light shines from us for God's glory. And I think of that, I think of who am I to shine light for God? And what a blessing I have been given, and that we all have been given, that he put us in a position to represent him to the world around us. Amen. If anyone needs to respond to tonight's lesson, you know that in order to have the light of Christ in you, to really have it in you, You have to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Because until you do, you're still in darkness. But when you are baptized into Christ, you are moved from darkness to light, and you can begin your journey of shining and shining and shining your light. We offer you the opportunity as we stand and sing.